The intensive, meticulous, yet kinder, gentler approach to management of metastatic breast cancer embodied in Dr. Vogel's practice has led him to experiment and tinker with available therapies. Along the way, he discovered that by significantly modifying the dose down of the oral fluoropyrimidine prodrug capecitabine, even lower than not only the package insert dose, but the reduced dose used by many oncologists in practice, he was observing impressive tumor responses with minimal or no side effects. After hearing Chuck talk about this for several years, I was anxious to meet some of the women that formed the basis for this approach, and he selected several for me to interview.
Along the way, we just adopted a blanket policy within the practice of treating with a total dose of 2 grams per day. In an occasional overweight individual, we might go up to 2,500 as a starting dose, total dose, not per meter squared. And very frequently, even at these doses, we're forced to cut back. But it's incredible what kind of beautiful responses you can get with relatively low doses like this of Xeloda.
But how long have you been using this dosing approach?
I've been dosing at this level for 4 to 5 years.
Can you present a couple of these patients that demonstrate that?
Sure. Two very illustrative cases. Mrs. J was diagnosed in 1994 at age 67 with invasive lobular carcinoma. She was treated at another institution with a partial right mastectomy and sentinel node dissection, and then radiation therapy and tamoxifen. Nodes were negative. The tumor was 4 centimeters and ER and PR positive. Tamoxifen was actually stopped after 4 months because of elevated liver function tests. And at that time, we didn't have very many other hormones available to us, and so she was just followed. And she did really well until 7 years later when she had an in-breast recurrence on the right side and had a mastectomy. And in actuality, this was not a recurrence because it proved to be infiltrating ductal carcinoma, so she developed a new primary in the ipsilateral breast. And then shortly thereafter, she had local skin lesions that were surgically excised and treated with radiation therapy. No additional therapy was given.
This was post right in the mastectomy site?
Yes, indeed. She had another skin recurrence in 2002 and was put on letrozole, and she had a good response that lasted about 1.5 years. Then fulvestrant was begun but was stopped after 3 months because of disease progression. And by this time, she had a couple of hundred small erythematous nodules on the right chest wall. At another institution, she was treated with Xeloda and was treated at reduced doses, but not at the doses that we usually use. So I venture she got something like 3 grams a day. And it certainly was not wrong to do that, given common practice. But it certainly backfired on her because she ended up in the hospital with severe stomatitis and diarrhea, and horrible hand-foot syndrome. And because of that, actually sought another opinion and adamantly opposed reintroduction of Xeloda. We said, okay, well, we'll temporize, and we treated her with high-dose estrogens. And in contrast to Ms. C, who we spoke about a few minutes ago, the tumors continued to progress unabated. And I finally convinced her in December of 2004 to resume Xeloda, but at a total dose of 2 grams per day, 2 weeks on and 1 week off. And interestingly enough, these 200 lesions on the chest wall, Mrs. J has had a complete anti-tumor response and continues on Xeloda to this day. So this is one case where it didn't seem that attenuation of the dose, 2 grams a day total dose, was detrimental.
Has she had any side effects or toxicity?
Very little. She complains of some fatigue, but she's a very active woman, and she's just done beautifully.